Welcome to this week's Listener's Questions with Denise Welch, where we are actually covering pretty much a bit of everything. Okay, first question is from Lisa in Derby. Hi, Denise and Caroline. I'm the mother of two teenagers. It's been 5 years since I split with their dad, and I've made efforts to maintain an amicable relationship with him. Now that my kids are grown up, do I still need to continue this? I personally feel I don't need to have any contact with him, but I'm concerned about upsetting my children, even though they're adults now.
That's interesting, isn't it?
It's a good one for you because you have a very, very blended family. Like when you ever have events and things, you're always there with...
We do. I mean, it's very different for me than it is... What's the lady called?
Lisa.
Lisa. Hi, Lisa. It's a very different situation because it sounds like her relationship ended very acrimoniously and she really had to try.
Yeah.
Ours was just the time... had come, you know. Having said that, there were still issues with new partners and everything, but I have worked very hard to maintain a friendship of sorts with their dad because I think that no matter what age you are, you don't have to go on holiday together.
No.
You don't have to go out for dinner together. But when there is something like an event that your kids are part of, whether it be Louis in acting or Matty and, you know, or Louis and what he's doing, there is something nice about being able to share the highs and the lows of your children's life with their dad.
Yeah.
So I think that, Lisa, if you really find it uncomfortable, then it's not going to benefit the kids.
No.
Because they're old enough to know that this is really painful for you. Mm. But I think that if you can just be cordial enough to be able to be in the same room together, it's worth
It's like you say, you don't have to go on holiday with them.
No.
And if there's been any kind of, like you say, acrimonious or abuse or anything like that, then it's just a clean break. Don't even
Absolutely.
Think about
it. And, you know, you say to the kids, oh, we tried to stay together for you, and most kids will say, you shouldn't have done that. You shouldn't have done it.
Yeah.
So, but I think that when you can... it is nicer for the kids, even as adults.
It's always nice for the kids because they say emotionally, when you're dealing with your parents, because I'm a child of divorce, when you're dealing with your parents, you stay the same age you were when they divorced emotionally.
Oh, God.
Which is quite telling for, like, my younger brother was under 10 and he still is very, very openly emotional when talking about, you know, his relationship with my dad and mum and all that sort of stuff. So it's an interesting thing. I think it's worth making the effort because... I always have it in my mind, obviously from an old Oprah show, when you criticise the parent, you're criticising the child because they're 50% that child.
There's one thing I can't stand, and we've all got them, friends who will completely slag their partners off in front of the children.
Yeah.
But one of the nicest things, Louis will go, for God's sake, my kids aren't, you know, obviously Matthew's a brilliant songwriter, but when it comes to a card, you know, I'll be lucky if I get love you, mum, the kids, you know. But I'd made this thing about, I just want you to do something. Anyway, on my 61st birthday, randomly, so not a landmark event, Louis had done this kind of book with putting pictures and everything, and it meant so much to me. And there was a picture of him and his dad. I get choked up. And underneath it said, thank you for still loving this man.
See, I love that boy. I love that boy.
I know you
do. Can we get Louis and Ava to marry and then we'll be set? Okay.
If she wasn't so tall.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
My partner and I both work from home, meaning we spend practically all our time together. As a result, we've noticed that the excitement in our relationship has dwindled. What tips do you have for reigniting the spark between us?
Oh, God.
See, Jim and I got on fine during lockdown. We loved being locked up together. We were fine. I'm not sure I'm the best to answer. I suppose it's what you do when you work from home, too. If you're both on computers in the same room all day, go to a different room. You know, do the, what they call, and we call it the YouTube mullet. So when you're, and you'd have the same if you're presenting here and this is all immaculate, but underneath you're wearing like knickers
or shorts.
Or something,
yeah.
You know.
I mean, we really do enjoy each other's company. And we also loved that first lockdown because the same as you, we were very lucky. We did have a garden and we could bake banana bread on, like, you know, many people who couldn't. It's very difficult, that thing about the spark. I think sometimes what happens is and I've been guilty of it, you stop caring. I mean, I'm somebody that I'm called a pyjama file. Apparently there's a name for it now. When you walk in the door, you have to go upstairs and put your pyjamas on for the rest of the night. And there are times when I've looked quite, you know, glamorous-y in the day, and I get in and I go upstairs and I do take my eye makeup off and I've got my pyjamas on and I think, poor Lincoln.
I do that with Jim.
Everybody else is. And I think that, listen, it's unrealistic to think that you're not going to do that.
Yeah.
But I think sometimes you should just try, and it doesn't mean
you have to get the toys out
and the dress-ups and everything. But I think, you know, women particularly just love being told that in their eyes they're beautiful. And I think you can compliment each other and make yourself feel good and just step back and appreciate each other.
I definitely have been so guilty of that, because mine is I have house clothes. Mm. I'm worse. And then I do pajamas. So I go in and I'm upstairs, bra off, comfy clothes on.
Oh yeah, bra off.
Hair up, makeup off. And so I can come in from a shoot where I've had brilliant hairdressers and makeup, like Hannah Martin's done my makeup, and you know, and I come in and I go, all right, love, straight upstairs. Everything.
It's the bra. Even if I've got an elastic bra, I've got to get it off. And then it's like going from these sort of fairly big but kind of
perched boots. And then you're kicking them on your knees.
Well, no, it's, like playing keepy-uppy. Playing keepy-uppy with your tits.
Poor Jen's like, oh, there she is.
Yeah, there she is.
Okay, I'm a mum of two, aged 12 and 14, and I've recently discovered, oh, Jesus Christ, I've recently discovered that I'm unexpectedly pregnant again at 46 years old. This has been a huge shock, and I'm feeling overwhelmed, although a little excited. Any suggestions for navigating return to motherhood later in life? So this woman's going to have a 2-year-old and a 14-year-old and a 16-year-old.
Okay, that's tough.
I'd go to church.
But I was 43 when I had Louis, which, as I said, was unexpected but joyous. Mm. But my reasons for not having him were because of being so poorly. But I have loved having a kid in my 40s. Mm. I really loved it. And it definitely does keep you young.
Yeah.
And I never also, I mean, whether it's an arrogance or not, but I've got Kay Adams, my friend Kay, who does How to Be 60 podcast. The reason she called it that is because she lied to her children until they were 17. They thought she was 10 years younger than she was.
Stop it.
And do you know why that was? Because her mum had this absolute phobic attitude to age.
Right.
So she said she never knew how old her mum was. All of her life, whenever she said, how old are your mum? She'd go, old enough, old enough to do such and such, or old enough for you not to be asking, or old enough for this. She never said her age. And Kay, when she had Charlie, was 39. She told everybody she was 29. 4 years.
I never cared. Do you remember? I know you love a Real Housewives. Do you remember when Lisa Rinna's mum said, you know, girls, when you get to be to my age and you know you're 84, and she does this whole thing, and then Lisa Linton, she goes, mother, you're 94.
Yes, that's right, you're 94. Oh yes, Lisa Rinna's mum. What was she called again?
I want to say was it Gladys?
Something like that. I can't remember.
What's her name?
Yeah, anyway, we're massive Housewife fans.
But yeah, actually, we should have said, I would say enjoy it and embrace it. When you're older, I find you're calmer. You don't get as stressed having babies.
And also, other good thing is the other children, at least you can go and have a shower.
Yep.
Or a lie down for half an hour. Whereas when you've got a toddler, you come downstairs and they've got pens in their eyes and up their bum and all sorts of things. So at least you can ask them to help.
Speaking of bums.
Right,
my
again.
My neighbour keeps shitting on the stairs when he's drunk. What should I do to get revenge?
Oh, my God. Is Lincoln written that? It's Lincoln, by Lincoln Townley. And you've scribbled wife out and put neighbour.
I mean, short of doing a Sharon Osbourne and putting it in a box and posting it to
them. Say it again. The neighbour.
My neighbour keeps shitting on the stairs when he's drunk. What should I do to get revenge? I mean,
when
I don't
she
even...
says stairs, does she mean steps?
It must be a communal hallway. It must be like a shared, communal hallway flat, or like a block of flats, or a house that's converted.
I don't think that is acceptable on a regular basis. I think we can all forgive a shit on the stairs when it's a one-off.
It's a great strap line. I think we can all forgive a shit on the stairs.
We can all forgive a shit on the stairs, but not as a regular occurrence.
So what should she do?
I think she should report him. I think she has to report him.
Yeah.
And he has to either wear incontinence pants or go to AA.
And change the carpet.
And change the carpet, yeah.
This episode is obviously brought to you by the SkinRocks app, your free-to-download ultimate guide to skincare made by me, all in one place, with a catalogue of over 24,000 products and over 600 expertly written articles and guides with new content daily. It really is your destination for your best skin yet. And I'm thrilled, because I can, to offer you an exclusive discount to unlock an elevated app experience with exclusive features and even more skincare expertise from me, plus so much more. Revolutionise the way you discover, shop and learn about skincare with our multi-award winning app. Download the SkinRocks app for free and sign up to premium with your exclusive code CHPOD, all in caps, to save £10 off your annual subscription. More details in the show notes. Hi, CH. I think my boyfriend might be cheating on me. He is suddenly very protective over his phone and has been going away a lot for work. I might be overreacting, so I'm not sure how to confront him about it. What would you do?
Confront him about it. Basically.
Who is shagging?
Yes, if there's a big pattern change in behaviour...
What's going on?
There is usually, as they say in the Northeast, a rabbit off somewhere. Not... absolutely 100%. But if a person has been quite open about a phone and suddenly starts putting it face mm-hmm. down and always taking it to the bathroom, uh-huh. it may not be an affair, but there's something in his life he doesn't want you to know about.
They better be planning a big surprise party for you.
Absolutely.
But yeah, I would confront them. I mean, it's us. What would we do? Of course we would.
Yeah.
The other thing is, though, with Jim, and I think with Lincoln too, Jim's so transparent. I would know he fancied someone before he did.
Yeah.
And I would know he was thinking of having an affair before he did.
Yeah.
Completely. And I'd be like, what are you thinking about? What are you doing?
I know. Do you know what? I just love that freedom of not, you know, some people may say naive. I love the freedom of not being a person that's going to check a phone and everything. I love having this later in life love that I have that never enters my head.
It doesn't enter my head either.
It really doesn't.
No. I mean, I joke with Ava and say, you know, when the kids leave and you've got more room, and we occasionally won't sleep in the same room because Jim snores like a freight
train.
Well,
I'm snoring. I'm in the snoring room sometimes.
We're in the snoring room, you know, and Ava came up to me. She was like, Mum, I know you and Dad are getting a divorce. And I was literally like, what? What are you talking about? Well, I know Dad slept in the other room. And I went, Ava. And it went on for a while because I took a while for it. And she went, I know Dad's been sleeping in the other room. I went, Ava, your dad snores like a freight train, love, and I need my sleep. When you're older and you sleep in a separate bedroom, that's not... divorce, babe, that's a luxury.
Yeah.
I said, I might stab him, I'm not going to divorce him.
No, exactly. And so, I mean, certainly with the separate bathrooms, everybody says that is a real way of protecting your marriage if you are lucky enough to have separate bathrooms.
But that would be nice. I feel like I've lost myself in my marriage and forgotten who I am outside of being a wife and mother. How can I reconnect with my own identity? Claire.
Yeah. It depends how many... We sort of did something similar on the show today, on Loose Women. Some people give up everything when they get married and have children. And they put... You know, there's some girlfriends that you get and you've had over the years, and as soon as they get a boyfriend, you are dumped.
Done. It's all about the boyfriend. Yeah.
So maybe this is what this person has done, and I know life takes over, and it does become more of an effort to even see your nearest and dearest. But I think it's up to her to make a concerted effort, and it always sounds so. Marge Proops, that was the agony aunt that we had when I was a kid, you know, when women's magazines were about women and, you know, not about slagging people off. And they would always say, join a group. But sometimes I think, if you have lost your circle of friends, go to, I love watching that swing dancing now, you know.
I love
go
swing
to
dancing.
A swing dancing
oh my God,
class.
So good.
You don't need to go with your partner. You can go on your own. There's loads of holidays now. Maybe your partner doesn't like adventure holidays. I don't, but some people do. So there are groups where you can go on your own and go on an adventure holiday and just do something just for you.
And if it's a thing about, you know, kids, get someone else to babysit your kids. If you don't have the relationship where he's going to do 50-50, get someone else to look after your kids.
Absolutely.
And go out for the day and turn your phone off.
You are going... We did this topic today. Is having holidays on your own without the children selfish? Absolutely.
Absolutely.
But in a good way.
In a good way.
Selfish because you're looking after yourself.
You have to take care of number one.
You absolutely need it. And this lady here should never feel guilty about that. Never, ever, ever.
I'm not big on doing guilt.
No.
Because if I'm feeling guilt and bad about myself, it's just going to come
out. Well, it impacts on the whole family, yeah.
Now, this is the last one, and I think Linny might be stoking the fire here. What would you both do if you were made Prime Minister? I mean, where's the list?
Well, I said earlier, I would ban cyclists. I would ban mammals, middle-aged men in Lycra. They would not be allowed to be anywhere near where I live, ever.
Oh, God.
They'd have to stay out of my town. Absolutely get out. I would completely sack the people who are in charge of packaging.
Okay, all right.
And makeup packaging.
Yeah.
I cannot get into a fucking lipstick if my life depended on it.
The box and
pencils and things like that. Packaging generally. drives me up the absolute wall.
Delivery men?
Delivery. I'd get rid of probably, I would get rid of computers.
I would make it a law that if you phone someone...
You've got to speak to a human being. You really have to speak to a human. And also what I'd get rid of are the speeches that they have when you now get rid of a human. Hello, Denise Townley, and welcome to blah, blah, blah. Yeah. It's like, please stop.
Stop talking like that.
It's not your real life. You've got it on a script there and you're driving me absolutely crazy. I can't cope with lots of things and with technology. I can't cope with AI. Oh, I want that to bugger off and go away. I mean, it's one of those questions that, as you just say, you could probably talk all night about the things that I would ban.
Tax more big businesses. Yeah. Beef up the NHS. Fire everyone in charge that's made money from the Tories for the last 13 years. I mean, where'd you start? Number one thing I would do would take away any kind of lack of autonomy for women in their bodies.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, absolutely!
Like you can shove it.
I would take away any unelected people. Why is this whole world now run by unelected people? Yeah. We now have the World Health Organization, who's going to take over our lives and everything. And I can't bear that.
I wouldn't let certain people in government be made a lord so that they can become a minister again, like David Cameron. How do we get... I went, what do you mean, Dave? I went into a meeting. I came out and Jim messaged me and he went, have you seen this? And I was like, what do you mean David Cameron's back? What do you mean he's back?
I thought he finally left. But it was the same with Tony Blair. And I would make everybody pay back all the money that they made by dealing in other people's pain during COVID. Yep. I would make them pay every penny back of that. How come Matt Hancock's landlord bought a house for £2 million, pub landlord? Come on, guys. I'd make Matt Hancock illegal.
I mean, well,
just his existence would be illegal.
It could be. I mean, if ever a man was aptly named.
Pointless. Absolutely
insipid.
Pointless.
Insipid.
Oh, my God.
Like a wet fish.
And now he's in charge of assisted dying. Oh, please.
Oh, for God's sake.
He'll probably be on Whose Death Is It Anyway, the latest quiz show, given our luck anyway.
So that went well. So thanks for that question, Linny.
Yes, thanks, Linny. Didn't get us fired up at all.
And that's us in the mailbox, sidebar
of
shame.
Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, babe. We should probably end it there while we're still employed.
Absolutely. Thank you, Caroline Hirons. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks for listening. I'm back on Monday with a new guest, so make sure you tune in. Until then, I'm glad we had this chat. New episodes are available every Monday and Wednesday. Follow or subscribe now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Glad We Had This Chat is produced by Wall to Wall Media.